Hello, I'm Mercedes, and you're listening to episode 256 of Chat Disney. So welcome to the Chat Disney podcast, and in this week's episode, we are going to be discussing how we prepare for a Disney trip. So maybe you have a Disney trip coming up soon, maybe you've got one this year or the following. We're going to be talking today about all of the little things, the tips and tricks that we like to get into motion before a Disney trip. So I'm really, really excited for today's episode because it's one that we've not done before, and I am going to be joined by a special guest later on in the episode as well. But before we head into all of that, let's have a quick look at what's been happening in the world of Disney this week.
So kicking off today with some exciting news from Disneyland, and the Pixar Place Hotel is now officially open, and it was opened on the 30th of January, so just last week. And it's a really, really gorgeous hotel. It is the world's first hotel dedicated to all things Pixar. Of course, we have the Toy Story Hotel in Shanghai, but this is all of the Pixar movies. There is a lot of beautiful artwork throughout. I think the hotel has pretty much been based around that. There's like concept art hanging up. It's really, really cool. Lots of artwork in the rooms. There's tons of videos and photos on social media. So if you haven't seen it already, definitely head online and check it out. Bing Bong was seen there last week as well. He's not been seen before in the parks, but he was seen there wandering around, which is really, really cool. Bing Bong, of course, from Inside Out. And some of the rooms even overlook California Adventure Park. So yeah, a really exclusive, really, really lovely hotel. I would absolutely love to stay there one day. At the moment, I think it probably costs an arm and a leg. Not going to happen for my trip this year, but maybe in a future trip, who knows? Heading over to Walt Disney World for some news as well. And Disney Weddings have announced Spaceship Earth as its latest wedding venue for both ceremonies and receptions at Walt Disney World. Now, it's going to be an outside venue, and you'll be able to see Spaceship Earth as the backdrop, and there will be an included projection show set to music. How romantic is that? Absolutely love this. It is bookable now for weddings happening next year and beyond, and I'm sure it will be in high demand for those people who are looking to get married at Walt Disney World. And finally, today as well, it's been quite a quiet news week. Shop Disney will be rebranding to the Disney Store as of February the 14th. So Valentine's Day, just next week. I don't really think anyone saw this coming. The new website will be DisneyStore.com. Now, the rebrand is intended to make it easier to find Disney merchandise across parks, cruise lines, hotels, and vacation destinations. So there we have it. Shop Disney will be no more. It will be rebranded back to the Disney Store, which I think will be take some getting used to. I'm sure I will slip up and continue to call it Shop Disney. Hey, when they changed it to Shop Disney, I still called it Disney Store for ages. So there we go. And that pretty much sums up everything that has been happening in the world of Disney this week. We're now going to move on to the main part of the episode, talking all about how to prepare for a Disney trip.
So, talking all about the things that we like to do as we prepare for an upcoming Disney trip, and joining me for this discussion is none other than one of my favourite people to go on Disney trips with, my sister, Morgan.
Hello, Chat Disney. It's great to be back on the podcast. I'm excited to talk all about how I like to plan for my Disney trips today.
Exactly. So that is what the theme is. And we've spoken about planning in terms of kind of, you know, booking your trip, choosing where you're going to stay, booking your dining reservations. We've spoken about this to death on the Chat Disney podcast. And that's not what today's episode is about. It's those fun little extras that you might not think about, the things you do as it's coming up to your 2 week, 1 week, 5 day countdown. And this is a really appropriate episode for us to be recording because as we record this, we're less than a week away until our upcoming Disneyland Paris trip.
That is correct. It's in full swing.
It is. So as this episode goes out, it's actually just 2 days until we make the voyage over to Paris for our Disneyland trip, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, me too. I can't believe it's come around this quick. I did say this, though, at the beginning of December. I said this trip is going to, like, Christmas is going to happen and it's going to fly by, but I can't believe we're here. We're planning. We're ready to go.
Exactly. So as we approach this kind of single-digit countdown that we're now in, we're really, you know, the heat is on. We're really getting into it. What are some of the things that you have done to prepare? Shall I share something first?
Go for it. You go first.
Okay, so as I'm sat here right now recording, I have got Disney nails. Now, this is something that's maybe a little bit personal to me and a certain type of listener. There's probably people thinking, wow, that really is extra, or maybe people who don't do their nails, that have never done their nails, that's fine. I'm somebody who always has their nails done. Nails are quite a big part of my identity. I quite like having them done. Even had them done when I was delivering my child. I always have nails, always. Mm-hmm. So right now I am rocking a neutral coloured Biab builder gel, and I've got some pastel coloured stars with little sparkly middles and some little subtle white Mickey Mouses on top as well.
Yeah, lovely. That for me is step one of preparation. I've got my nail appointment booked in for Monday, so when you guys are listening, when this goes out, and I'm going to be getting my Disney nails. I'm like you, I like to have my nails done. I have thought about what I'm getting. I'm going for like a Elsa Frozen.
Nice.
Just Disney park. So quite subtle Disney, but with like some bluey, snowy tones, because I don't think I'm quite done with Christmas, clearly.
Yeah, and I feel like January definitely gives me Frozen vibes. I think Frozen season in Disneyland Paris was in January. I went in January 2020, so I feel like Elsa, January, Disneyland Paris in the cold, can't really go wrong with that kind of theme. So Disney nails are something that you and I talk about a lot. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite Disney nails over the years that either you or I have had?
I don't go as crazy as I could. I've completely forgotten her name. I'd love to share it. Maybe I will be able to somehow. But there's this Disney nail like artist almost, and she does the most incredible Disney nails. Like, I'm talking proper art on nails. I would love that, but I don't think I can sit in a nail chair for 4 hours, and I'm sure it's very pricey. So I do tend to go for kind of subtle nods to Disney, but I don't like anything too colourful, too extra. But I like them to be, you know, sparkle, like a little bit glitzy and fun. Mickey faces, of course. Yeah, that's what I tend to go for. My favourite ones, though, were actually your nails that you had when you went for, I think it was for your hen party.
Yeah,
I think
it was for the 30th. Yeah,
they were 30th inspired, so that obviously the 30th... logo yeah, was kind of a play on the 30 and a Mickey face, so it was like very swirly and your nails looked just like that. They were super cool. I liked them a lot.
Yeah, I really liked those. Yeah, they were just they were neutral colored, almost French manicure-esque, with kind of white swirls, as you say, and then some of the swirls were Mickey shapes, like that 30th logo. Yeah, they were good nails. I've had some, like, I didn't really used to go really into it. So like over the years, I remember like just having kind of like gold and teal sort of jasmine inspired nails. But yeah, as it's kind of, I don't know, my passion for Disney's kind of ramped up over the last couple of years, I guess. And so has my passion for Disney nails. So yeah, I've had some like slightly more obvious ones. So yeah, I'm very excited to see your Elsa nails when we go.
Very excited.
It's nice.
Getting done.
Any other beauty appointments in preparation?
Yeah, so Disney trips for me are all about saving time, getting as much in the day as you possibly can. I am someone who does like to, for a Disney trip, put on a little bit of makeup in the morning, make myself feel good. You know, pictures are happening all day. It's the time where I want to feel nice. So I have another appointment. It is for some eyelash extensions, just so it cuts down my time in the morning. I get a little bit of extra time in bed, I can wake up and get my makeup on much quicker because my eyes are already finished. So I don't normally have them. This is for like holidays, and Disney is my favourite holiday, so it had to be done.
Nice. I also have an eyelash extension appointment. I believe I'm actually the slot after you with our eyelash lady, and for the same reason. And I have a baby now as well, so even less time to get ready in the morning. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Mm-hmm. I've also got a hair appointment this week. You're lucky, you're 9 years younger than me. I have grey roots, really, really bad. So I'm getting my roots touched up this week. And I'm also hoping there might be a little bit of swimming on this holiday, so maybe too much information, TMI for our listeners, but I've also got a wax booked.
You're fully ready to go.
I know, right? Anyone would think I was off to like the Caribbean or something with these appointments, but yeah, I've got all my appointments lined up.
Amazing.
Ready to go for the Disney trip. So that's kind of appointments, preparation, you know, finessing and whatever, ourselves, beautifying ourselves for Disneyland. What about clothing? Have you planned your clothing yet?
So I have, yes. I'm kind of at the stage where I do know what I'm wearing. It's just very, this time I've gone very spirit jersey, cozy, casual, comfy is the vibe I'm going for, because it's cold. It is cold this time, so I want to be as warm as I can possibly be and as comfortable as I can possibly be. But I've planned out the outfits. I haven't quite figured out the order in which I want to wear them for the days, because that has a big part for me, because I it depends what park I'm in, it depends if the outfit's going to be on all day, like depending on whether I'm traveling that day. So yeah, I'm almost there. What about you? You've got another person to plan for this time.
I know, don't even get me started. Luckily my husband is the grumpiest person in the world, and so I can't do like full family outfits, otherwise that would be like a whole other element. But me and my son are going to be coordinated.
Love
so, yeah, listeners, if you follow me on Instagram, it's just at Mercedes Lois, L-O-I-S, you will be able to see those outfits in just 2 days' time, because I'm sure I won't be able to keep myself from posting them. But yeah, I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but I've definitely got a Loungefly ear outfit of my favorite Disney princess and a little outfit prepared for my son of her sort of, well, it's actually not her sidekick, but a sidekick from the movie. So that's one outfit. And we're both doing our spin on two of the Fab Five as well. So that would be really exciting. And that's for the day that we dine at Royal Banquet. So I'm really hoping that the people that we're dressed as or bounding as are going to be there, because I, from what I've seen, I don't want to give it away too much, but I think it tends to be Mickey and Minnie and either Daisy and Donald or Goofy and Pluto.
Okay.
So I'm hoping we get the two that we will be dressed as, which are not Minnie and Mickey.
No. Super exciting. I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, well, there's a few others. I was really lucky, actually, just really randomly. It's completely random, but my son received a few Disney like outfits that just happened to be the right age for this trip. So that kind of really informed the trip. So yeah, he got bought a little Eeyore outfit. So he'll be Eeyore one day as well.
Cute.
And then one day we're just going full on Disneyland Paris 30th. You actually bought him a 30th anniversary top, age 6 months, just complete fluke again.
Manifesting the trip.
I know, so weird. So yeah, so he's gonna wear that one day, and I'll wear my 30th ears and spirit jersey as well. So a little like RIP moment for what I would say was the greatest Disneyland Paris parade of all time. Definitely the greatest soundtrack. So I'm really definitely missing the 30th. That's gonna be for sure, but hopefully the new electrical sky parade and the color, whatever it's called, I forget what it's called now, but the new colorful parade should be good.
Yeah, and hopefully we get to see both. Is one of them the one that you're
of them will be debuting the day that we leave.
And if we could prepare how we would like, we would have known by now. But the Disney app is keeping us on our toes.
It really is. Like if anyone knows how this, I mean, at the moment, at time of recording, it is still January, and we're kind of very optimistic at the moment that the entertainment schedule will get published on the 1st of February. Because I'm like, It's literally February in 2 days. How can they not have a schedule published for 2 days' time? It's beyond me.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, hopefully, at the time that you guys are listening, we know what's happening and we are going to be able to see that parade and it's all going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's really difficult to plan everything, kind of meal times and everything, without knowing what time. Yeah. Like fireworks, we can guess because they'll be at park closing, but all of the daytime shows at the moment, we're still kind of waiting to see. So that's making it very difficult to prepare and plan. But what else? What else? Is there anything else in the app you're kind of looking at in preparation?
Yeah, so just having a little insight into like what's in the park, the shows that are on. I've kind of already done that, looking at my hotel specifically. So I think you said before on the podcast that I am actually staying at a different hotel. So I'm staying at the Cheyenne with my boyfriend, and I have stayed there before many, many moons ago. I don't remember it. So it feels like it's going to be brand new to me. I've just been familiarizing myself with the layout, and this hotel's kind of got different blocks, essentially, some closer to the park than others. So I've been eyeing up which room I want, which block I want, maybe even sent in a request. How rude of me. But yeah, just trying to plan out. I'm just super excited, trying to do everything I can, really.
So that's interesting, and I don't think it's rude, but you said you sent in a request.
Yeah.
So you're staying at Cheyenne. What kind of room have you requested? Because there's three different types of room,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I looked at my booking recently and figured out that I've sort of got the kind of more higher tier. I don't really know if I booked that out of choice or if it was what was left. I feel like I probably picked it because it was left. Because I'm not super fussy. I'm very much, I'm going to be in the room very briefly just to sleep and get ready, really. So I don't mind. So I've got a Woody's Roundup standard room Riverside. So this room is slightly superior to the others as it is on the riverfront. And luckily, some of those rooms are so close up the path to get to the top of, well, if you know Disneyland Paris, you'll know what I'm talking about, just to get to that top bit when you see kind of all of the hotels around the big lake. So I have requested one of those rooms so I can be straight on my way. So I'm not really fussed about being near the reception area because my boyfriend and I haven't booked to have breakfast because, again, we like to be time efficient, is that the word I'm looking for? So we just have breakfast on the go, so we don't need to be near the kind of hotel amenity. So we want to be straight up on that path into the park.
Sounds super sensible. So how did you go about requesting the room? Was it easy to do?
Yeah, super easy actually, and had a really great response. So I found an email online. It was like the Cheyenne kind of front of house email, if you will, and just said, this is my booking number, I've got this room booked, could I request to be in like either of these buildings, just sort of kind of the ones close up the path, and had a response super quickly afterwards, within about 25 minutes, and a nice man called Kevin said he can't make any promises, but super happy to look into this for you, and we can't wait to have you. So fingers crossed.
That sounds really promising.
Yeah, I think so. So
come on, Kevin.
Kevin's gonna do it for my boyfriend and I, and we're gonna be super happy. We're gonna be straight up on that path, and it's all thanks to Kevin. So thank you, Kevin. Shout out to you.
Come on, Kevin, make this happen. Great. Well, I've got my fingers and toes and everything crossed that you get one of those buildings that's a little bit closer to the parks, because it really can add an extra kind of 5 to 10 minutes depending on where in the Cheyenne, where in the Santa Fe, and where in the Sequoia Lodge your room just happens to be, because they're such big buildings. But to be fair, we were talking about this earlier actually, off microphone, that sometimes even Newport Bay, depending on where you are, because you know it's such a massive
hotel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It can add valuable time onto getting out.
Yeah, you can find yourself kind of spending 5 to 10 minutes getting out of the hotel, and if you've got one of those rooms that Kevin is going to do, I'm manifesting it, then you know you could be be there kind of quicker than some of those hotels that claim to be closer just because of the size of them. They're so big. So.
Well, I think I'm going to have to see if I can find an email address as well, because this is a great plan. I feel like we'll all be requesting rooms if this goes to plan, and that'll be our top tip for visiting to Disneyland Paris. At Walt Disney World, it's really, really common for people to put in room requests, so much so that I think you can actually do it via your booking in the Walt Disney World app. Mm. You can't request like a specific building or a specific room number, but you can say, you know, I want to be close to the food court, or I want to have a poolside view, or I want to be next to the bus stop, or whatever it is that's important to you. So when I stayed at Coronado Springs, for example, in 2022, I requested to be near the first bus stop, because mm-hmm. I've heard tales of people, you know, being bus stop number 4, and then all the buses turn up full first thing in the morning. And that's not what you want when you're planning to get there for rope drop. No. So yeah, always good to just be super polite, not have any expectations. You know, these people are working for Disney, they're magic makers, but they're not miracle workers. And so, you know, they'll do what they can. I've been spending a lot of time in the app as well, but I've mostly been looking at wait times. So as we kind of get into single digits, you know, it's a time of recording, it's kind of a week away until our holiday, it gives me a really good insight into what to expect in terms of crowd levels and that kind of thing, and planning our day and trying to be strategic. And I actually just looked at the Disneyland Paris app while you were talking there, and at the moment it is 5 minutes until the fireworks. So most people are going to be stood on Main Street waiting for that spectacular nighttime show to start. And I saw that pretty much all of the attractions that are still open have a 5 minute wait. So you can't go on any of the Fantasyland attractions at that time, because obviously the castle is closed for the fireworks, but you can still get to the lands kind of either side. So Pirates of the Caribbean's got a 5 minute wait, Haunted Mansion's got it, or Phantom Manor's got a 5 minute wait, Star Tours has a 5 minute wait, and Space Mountain, Hyperspace Mountain has a 5 minute wait. So if you're going to Disneyland Paris anytime this January, especially in the week, and you've already seen the fireworks, hey, that is a fantastic time to walk onto your favourite attractions.
Yeah, I do remember that, because I was in Disneyland Paris March 2023. So I haven't even left it a year, I know. Call me crazy, but I am going.
Should have got an annual pass.
I know, would have been cheaper.
It definitely was.
But here we are. So yeah, I remember that from last time. I actually don't think... my boyfriend and I went with him for that trip as well. I don't think we utilized the short wait times, because the day we arrived, there was the Power of the Night, I want to call it.
Oh, the Avengers show, drone show,
which was incredible. And we watched that the first night. The second night we were there the same time as we are for this trip. So the second night we watched the fireworks, and then it was our last night to be able to catch those fireworks. So I think I did go for round two, because it felt novel, because it was the last night of the trip.
Yeah, I think that's understandable.
Yeah, I didn't really utilize those short times.
But never do either. I always watch the fireworks. We all, like, let's be honest, I'll watch the fireworks 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's understandable. And especially, you know, this is going to be a really different kind of trip for me. It's my first trip as a mother, and I've got, you know, a 5-month-old to contend with. And I think if it's dark and I'm missing the fireworks, it's probably not going to be to ride something.
Yeah.
It's probably because he needs bed. We'll probably be back at the hotel ordering some kind of room service, or I don't know, picking up a McDonald's on the way through, because we just want to be comfy and snug and warm back in our hotel. So yeah, it's going to be a very different kind of trip for sure. And I was looking at the wait times earlier on in the week, and I noticed really interestingly that Walt Disney Studios wait times drop off after lunch. And this is quite an interesting phenomenon, because let's be honest, it's no great secret that Walt Disney Studios at the moment is a little bit redundant, when lacking a little bit when it comes to attractions. And therefore, it is a bit of a half day park, which means a lot of people will get there for rope drop, and then at lunchtime, they'll go back to the main park, which is what we were planning to do. But now that I've seen this, I'm like, maybe we'll go in the afternoon.
Yeah, I do remember this. Again, I can only really go off my last trip, because that was actually really quite recent ago. And I remember on one of our last days, it was the penultimate day or the last day, I can't remember, and we rode Flight Force about, I don't know, 3 times, because, well, I didn't actually, I'd had enough after one go, but my boyfriend did, he loved that ride, like the queue was like 10-15 minutes long, which yeah. is just so short. And I don't think it had been open for very long. It can't have
It's really interesting to me. I don't know what the reason is, but Avengers Flight Force is obviously a reskin of Rock and Roller Coaster. Even when it was Rock and Roller Coaster in Walt Disney Studios in Paris, it never really got a long line.
I don't think it's ever had an hour.
Whereas Rock and Roller Coaster in Hollywood Studios, you're looking at an hour tops, like or minimum, I should say. Yeah, it's a really Rock and Roller Coaster is a really, really popular ride in Florida, and for some reason, even with the Avengers layover, so it's obviously nothing personal towards Aerosmith, it just that coaster just isn't popular over here in Europe. But yeah, just to give an idea, I had a look at 9:50, so 10 to 10 hour time, which is 10 to 11 in France, so still kind of, you know, in the morning. And Flight Force had a 25 minute wait.
Yeah.
Web Slingers, the Spider-Man attraction, I think it's actually called Web Adventure in Paris, that had an hour wait. Tower of Terror was racking up a wait of 75 minutes, which is very unusual for Tower of Terror. Yeah. 40 minutes for Ratatouille, which actually isn't too bad. And then 75 minutes for Crush's Coaster, which is quite standard. I then had a look at the app again, just 40 minutes later, so half 11 our time, but that did mean that it was half 12 in France, which just tipped over midday. And straight away, Ratatouille had gone down by 5 minutes, it was only 35. Crush had gone down to an hour, so that had dropped by 15 minutes. Tower of Terror dropped by 10 minutes down to a 65 minute wait. The Spider-Man Web Adventure was at 60 minutes, so that had stayed at an hour. And Flight Force had gone up slightly by 10 minutes, but I mean, it was still only a 35 minute wait. So it does look as though as it approaches into the hours of the afternoon and kind of post lunch, it tends to get a bit quieter, but I'm going to continue to watch that over the week to see if that is a consistent trend. And if it is, I might potentially change kind of what we do and when we do it.
Yeah, it could definitely alter kind of our daily plans. Yeah.
But they're the biggest queues I've seen, like the main Walt Disney, the main Disneyland Paris park. Everything's like 5, 10, 15
Honestly,
minutes.
The queues, I mean, like, I hate dwelling, keep going back to last March, but everything, like, I think we'd done everything by day two, and then the last 2 days were purely just like go on something again, doing all of our hits, meeting characters, having a leisurely walk. Like, we really did get them done so fast. And yeah, I think it's just the time of the year, must be.
Yeah, definitely. And which is great. Season. Yeah, it's great going, you know, obviously there are some minor drawbacks going in January with it being off peak. Obviously the weather is the really obvious one. But then lots of the quick dines are closed, and the ones that are open, the majority of them close at 4:30, which can make dinner really, really challenging. I think Casey's Corner is the only one that stays open until the end of park closing. There's often attractions that are being refurbished. So Big Thunder Mountain's going to be down when we go, for example. So yeah, there's definitely challenges with going off peak, but wait times are shorter. You're not going to have to buy premier access. It's often a lot more affordable to go during the winter months. And especially if you've got really young children or you don't have children, it's a fantastic time to take advantage of that, because you're not going to have to worry about school term dates or anything like that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So our nails are done. Our hair is no longer grey. We've got our spirit jerseys and our ears packed.
Yep.
Even got some little mini me Disney bounds planned as well. And we've sussed out our room reservations, and we've got a handle on the wait times. I feel like we're in a fantastic place for our trip next week.
Yeah, me too. Now it's all that's left is to get there and do it, it feels like.
Yes. Packing as well.
Yeah, packing. Yeah, that is a whole process.
And packing with a little one is really interesting. So we actually went away in January, and you kind of can't really pack for a baby until the day before, because there's so much stuff that they need constantly. Things like bottles, you know, you're literally washing those as you walk out the door, because you need them to be clean and sterile and everything. And same with clothing and so on. I mean, the good thing about the clothes is that he doesn't generally wear these clothes day to day, so I can wash and pack those, which is great. Same with my clothes. But yeah, there'll be lots of things that we kind of can't pack up until the day before. I'm probably going to pack. So yeah, at time of recording, I haven't packed yet, but as this goes out, I probably have made a good start. I think I'm going to pack the weekend, which is like yesterday, if you're listening to this on Monday.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. You can't, Yeah, same for anything. You can't pack too early, but at the same time, you've got all this excitement and you want it to be done well ahead of time, especially for me. I'm actually essentially needing to be packed a day early due to staying closer to our transport. So we're taking the Eurotunnel, but my boyfriend and I are actually going on one slightly earlier because we don't have a tiny baby with us.
Yes.
So we've made a choice to stay up just only 5 minutes away from the Eurotunnel because we will be having to make quite an early start. So I've got to, be packed a day early, essentially. So Tuesday I'll be heading off. So literally tomorrow as you guys are listening. How exciting.
That is so exciting. And what time is your Eurotunnel? Do you remember?
Yeah, so it's at 6:20 a.m., so very early. And I think we have to arrive to check in at 5:20, so an hour early, they advise. So we'll be heading out of that Premier Inn at about just after 5 a.m. So that's why we decided to stay there, because if we were traveling from home, it would be sort of looking at kind of 3:30, 4, which is really just a little bit too early for
so me. I think we're an hour later. I think ours is at 7:20. We are not staying there, so we're going to be leaving. I know they say to get there an hour early, but...
You can kind of... an hour is probably plenty.
Yeah, so I don't think we'll be there an hour early. I think we'll probably plan to leave our house at like 5, which allows, allowing 2 hours for the journey. It won't take 2 hours, but let's say it's 2 hours, kind of worst case scenario. That means we'd be getting there at 7. Might have to be a bit before 5, but we left at that time when we went on holiday in January. We had to go to the airport. We had to be at the airport at like 5:30 or something crazy like that. And remarkably, babies are actually really, really resilient. I think it was harder on us adults than it was.
Yeah, I can
on
imagine
him.
That they're used to waking up in the night. So
exactly. Well, it was actually really good. He was quite wired at like 5 a.m. when we woke him up. And then he stayed awake for like 3 hours. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this can't be good. But then it meant as soon as we got on the plane, he just slept for the whole plane ride. So I'm hoping that have a similar experience with the car.
Yeah.
But
fingers crossed.
We'll see. He hates the car. So the journey from Brighton to Disneyland Paris is going to be an interesting one for sure.
Yeah, at least when you get to the tunnel, you can sort of get out the car.
Yes, well, I mean, there's not much to do in that tunnel, is
there
really?
There really is nothing to do apart from stare at the car, so...
Yeah, exactly, which he's not a fan of. And he's going through a really grisly, upset, difficult, fussy stage at the moment. The last 2 days have been quite problematic, so I'm really hoping he's getting it out of his system now and that next week, as we go, he's ready, he's got it out of his system.
And he's ready for that Disney magic.
Let's hope that next week's episode, I'm telling you what a pleasure he was and how well behaved he was. Let's hope. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. But before we let you go, Morgan, we're now going to wrap up with a quick round of Ohana.
Amazing.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind.
So Ohana is a segment where we are joined by our nearest and dearest, our close friends and family, friends of the podcast, to chat a little bit about them. And we have had Morgan on the podcast many, many times before, and there's been lots of Ohanas with Morgan as well. So I'm not going to dwell on the boring stuff, all of that kind of stuff. We're going to jump straight into the game that we like to play in Ohana, which is this and that. So I'm going to give you some quick fire responses, and you are going to let me know which one you would choose.
Okay, ready for it.
Hotel Cheyenne or Santa Fe?
Hotel Cheyenne.
Disneyland Paris or Walt Disney Studios?
Disneyland Paris.
Mickey or Minnie?
Mickey.
Pirates of the Caribbean or Phantom Manor?
Phantom Manor.
Mickey waffles or beignets?
Ooh, beignets, I think.
Captain Jack's or Chez Remy?
Chez Remy.
Oh, yeah. Do you love a bit of Chez Remy? Donald or Daisy?
Daisy, I think.
Woody or Jessie?
Woody. Easy.
I mean, always. Who would choose Jessie? She's trash. Cars Road Trip or the Army Man Parachute Drop?
Oh, both terrible, in my opinion. I haven't actually ridden the Army Road Drop, so... parachute drop.
Yeah,
I don't know the name of it. So I feel like I can't
comment.
Can't comment, but I can't believe what they had done with that that backlog tours that with the Cars road trip. I'm very against it, but we're gonna have to go with that. Sorry, that was so long-winded. The Cars road trip.
Yeah, I have been on the Army Men. I actually think I prefer the Army Men to the road
I'm sure
trip.
I would. I've got a thing with rides very quickly. I don't really like to do rides that I can see.
Because
I know what I'm going to get.
Magic carpets. Dumbo.
RC Racer. Are basically all of Walt Disney Studios, to be honest. Yep. I don't like rides where I know what I'm in for. So that is why I haven't ridden it.
We love the element of surprise. Okay, a Disneyland Paris specific question. Mm-hmm. Laughing Cow cheese or Nutella?
Nutella.
I mean,
has to be.
The unofficial sponsor of Disney snacks in Disneyland Paris. And final question, fireworks or drones?
It's got to be fireworks. They're the classic. The drones work half the time. I have been lucky enough to see two drone shows at Disneyland Paris, which is quite unheard of. I did get to see those 30th drones, which I think you might resent me for, but I did. So I can comment. And they are incredible, but they're too unreliable and too new for me. So fireworks it is.
There we go. So thank you once again, Morgan, for being our guest host on today's episode of Chat Disney. Remember, you can get in touch with us on Instagram at Chat Disney UK. We're on X at Chat Disney. That's wrong. It's the other way around. X is Chat Disney UK. Instagram's Chat Disney. I'm Mercedes Lois on everything. Or if you're listening on Spotify today, why not scroll down to the bottom of the episode where you can get in touch with us direct. Just write a quick message and Tash and I will see that instantly. It's as simple as that. So please do stay tuned for next week's episode. It will, of course, be all about my Disneyland Paris trip. I'm absolutely bursting at the seams. It's the most special trip I think I'll probably ever take to Disneyland Paris. I cannot wait. And tune in next Monday for that episode, which contains a massive surprise as well. Don't miss it. We'll see you next Monday. Bye for now.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.